Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Braves back at it again tonight. A chance to clinch a playoff spot tonight. The playoffs just over a week away. Our guy Nick Green from Fox Sports South joins us on the WadeForIt.com hotline. Nick, how are you?
What's up, Nick?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Doing good. And, you know, the home stretch of the season now. Got some bad news yesterday, unfortunately, on Cole Hamels. I wonder, from your perspective, and maybe if you're in that locker room on this team, how do you react to finding out that Hamels is, you know, he only played one game, but he's not going to be a part of the season for the rest of the season, not going to be a part of the playoff rotation?
I think it's disappointing. I think guys were excited to see him get back. He's worked hard to try to get back. As far as expectations are concerned, though, honestly, I was shocked that he actually pitched at all this year. And I think that's probably where some of the guys were. I was optimistic once he made that first start, and he said he felt good afterwards. Yesterday, they didn't even know until like 4:30 that he didn't feel good. So when you look at what he's given this team, he's only given them 3 1/3 innings, and they've been great without him. So I think they're still confident. I think they're disappointed just because they were going to get a proven veteran guy that could give you innings in the playoffs that has that experience. But at the same time, this team continues to defy the odds and continues to win despite not having Cole Hamels all year. So I still think that they're confident. They're just probably disappointed more than likely.
And, Nick, with that being said, because there was no guarantee that he was going to, like you said, all year long, you just thought you were just hoping that you might get a glimpse of him and everything. And now we were talking earlier about the new first-round format of the playoffs when you talk about the three games or whatever. So we're pretty sure it's going to be – we know it's going to be Max Fried. Is Kyle Wright and Anderson going to be those other two guys? And what happens when they move on to the next round?
Well, it's going to get interesting. I mean, you've got to have if you get past the first round, you've got to have four starters. And we talked about this last night. I mean, right now you're with Fried, Anderson, and hopefully Kyle Wright pitches well his next time out. So those are your top three. I feel good about those guys. The better part about this with having young guys in the rotation is that there are no fans. So with fans in the stands, the ball game completely changes. So I think that's good for them. As far as going to the next round, hopefully they get there. And if you go into round two and you have to have that four starter, hopefully it's Oscar Ynoa. But yesterday he only threw three innings. He struggled in the first. He did come out, apparently, according to Mark Melancon, because we didn't get any news until Melancon spoke late last night that he came out because of a finger injury or something. So if he's not healthy, I don't know where you go, honestly. Because you're going to have a long guy just in case. The Tomlin guy's a guy that you have to have as a long guy. Matzik is a long guy. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. If Oscar Ynoa can't pitch game four, if they get there, I don't know where you go, honestly.
Have you ever seen it? Like, it's crazy. I mean, we talk about the rotation, and obviously, and it's a glaring issue, and there's a lot of I don't knows, and we're on the same page with you, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also really good. Like, this is a ridiculously good baseball team with a chance to make some noise in October. Like, can you remember a team being this good while also having such a disastrous part of their team like the Braves do in their rotation at all in your baseball history?
No, I don't think that there's ever been a team that's been this good that's had so many question marks in the rotation. You know, if you look at the rotation and look at the numbers other than Fried and Soroka, he only threw two games, I believe, before he got hurt.
Right.
And then Ian Anderson coming up for a few games. This rotation has been awful. And how they've stayed in these games, I have no idea. The offense is really good. They've got great chemistry, which is one good thing that's going for them. They also have a great bullpen. Fitz done a really good job. I know people have questioned his moves as far as bullpen usage at times, but he's done a great job of keeping those guys rested. You can't have success with a starting rotation that has the numbers they have without having a great bullpen and having those guys rested. So I can't remember any team being able to battle through things like this that the Braves have had to battle through. The good news is it's only 60 games. If this was 162, Alex would have had to go out and get guys. He would have had to get multiple guys. And then, you know, at that stage of the game with 162 games, I don't think they'd be where they are. That's where I feel this team would be if it was a normal season. But right now, they're defying the odds. They're battling through injuries, battling through adversity, and they're playing pretty good baseball.
Nick, I want to go back to something that a lot of us talked about in the spring, and that was that third base type, the battle between Camargo and Austin Riley. And for the most part, it has not been a competition. We know it has not been a competition. And what has been the biggest adjustment that you've seen Austin Riley go through this new season? Because I knew that he could hit. Nick, I didn't know he could play third base the way he has.
Well, you know, I actually saw him in Gwinnett play third base, so I knew that he could play third base. He's athletic. He has mobility. He's got a good arm. He played great in the outfield last year. So I didn't have any doubts about him playing third base. I think more than anything, it's just us seeing him for the first time with our own eyes consistently at third base. And he's done a really good job. But from an offensive perspective, the best thing that's happened to him was the fact that Camargo did not take that job and run with it. If he did take the job and run with it, I don't think Austin Riley would have been able to snap out of his funk early on. I think that when you play somebody like that and you don't play them consistently, it's hard to battle back. And last year he was not very good after that first 6 weeks or so. So how do you battle back from a mental standpoint? How do you gain that confidence without playing consistently? So I think that that was the best thing that ever happened to him. He's made adjustments with his swing. He's starting to understand how his swing works, how to be consistent with it. There's no pressure on him. He's sitting towards the bottom of the lineup, and he's done a really good job as the season moved on of taking his base hits. Remember last year it was almost all or nothing. It was home run or strikeout. Yep. This year we see him get jammed a little bit, shoot the ball the other way, and that's, to me, that's just being able to play every day and not having pressure on you. So he's been a pleasant surprise, to say the least.
Yeah, went the other way last night to pick up a couple RBIs. Mm-hmm. Nick Green joining us here from Fox Sports South. By the way, Braves Live postseason edition will return for postgame shows after every Braves playoff game on Fox Sports Southeast. What do you think the final decisions that Snit has to make as far as the lineup are? I think we know what the top end of the lineup looks like, and it's very, very good. They've been moving guys around a little bit on the back end of the lineup. What else do you think Snit needs to figure out? What do you think it looks like?
I think it looks pretty much like it has. I think you're staying with Freddie in the second spot, Ozuna behind him. Darno, whether he's DHing or catching, behind Ozuna. Then you have to fill in the blanks down the bottom. But Duvall's done a nice job. Arcakis will slide in there at times. And I think Dansby's going to stay at the bottom. I like Ozzie down at the bottom in the ninth spot, and I would have switched him and Marquez, where Marquez would be hitting 5-6 somewhere in there, and then have Duvall, Riley, Swanson, and Albie. So what Smith's done is he just wants to get Ozzie up higher in the order because he's swinging the bat better. I get it. I understand that. But you've got to have something down at the bottom. And I like last night, Flowers hit 8 when he was catching, Swanson hit 9. I like that better than Swanson 8, Flowers 9, just because you have that second leadoff guy taking a little bit of pressure off Dansby as well, hitting at the bottom. So I think you're going to see the order kind of the way it's been. But Darno's got to be in there every single day. That's a fact to going into the playoffs for sure.
So, Nick, after all the conversation we had with you so far today, and again, we always appreciate you coming on with us, Braves just need to just hope and hit.
Well, I mean, kind of. This offense is really good, so they're going to face good pitching in the playoffs. It's either more than likely going to be Cincinnati or St. Louis. Those guys have good rotations, so they're going to have to hit. You have to hope that Max Free can give you 6 innings in the playoffs. You hope Ian Anderson can battle through, keep you in the ball game. Same thing with Kyle Wright. So I'm not going to be shocked if Brian Snicker has a short leash on those starters and it just relies on that bullpen. Now, how he runs those guys out there, I don't know, but they've got a lot of guys he can run out there for multiple innings and get the job done. So, but you do have to hit. There's no doubt about that because you are going to face some good pitching in the playoffs for sure.
Maybe this is me just being petty and wanting revenge as a fan, but whatever. It would be nice if it was the Cardinals, wouldn't it? Get a little get back for the way things went last year. That game five still leaves a bad taste in a lot of our mouths.
Yes, it does. And, I think that they would match up better against the Cardinals than they would Cincinnati. I know both those offenses aren't that great, but at the same time, I would not want to see Bauer, Sonny Gray, and Luis Castillo in a three-game set. So the Cardinals, Wainwright, he's been really good. Dakota Hudson's on the IL right now. So he's not – I don't know when he's coming back, if he's going to be back. And then Jack Flaherty's really good. But I like their chances against St. Louis a lot better than Cincinnati. And also, yeah, you're right. I mean, the way the season ended last year, St. Louis was hot at the right time. And the Braves were the better team, I felt like. But I think they can get some revenge this year if they face them.
See, that's why we get Nick on. He makes his decisions based on matchups. We make our decisions based on pettiness. Either way, I'm glad that it checks both of the boxes. Nick, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. We'll be watching tonight.
You got it, guys. See ya.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.